Okay, welcome to our abs challenge for yet another practice. This is a more gentle practice, and today we'll start standing tall. We're going to start standing upright, and all you're going to do is you're going to keep your left foot flat into the earth, and you'll take your right foot across the left foot and get the ball of the right foot into the earth, and the right heel is aimed towards the sky. And then you're going to draw the hands to the heart and draw the arms out to a what we would call a capital X or a big Y formation, arms angled 45 degrees out to the sky. And then you just pull the navel in. You pull the navel in. This is where your abs come in. You squeeze through the glutes, pull the navel in, and lift on up to the crown as best you can. And hold in that position, really being strong through that whole core region, engaged, fully engaged. And then you can draw the hands back around to heart center. Relax your pose, undo your right foot, and now get the feet hip-width apart. We're going to move into Uddiyana Mudra, and body positioning is important here. So here you're going to soften through the knees. You'll rest your hands on the thighs. You can keep the spine should be long. That means the vertebra won't protrude, but you're keeping a long spine, that nice concave formation through the spinal column. And while you're in that pose, while resting on the thighs, hands onto the thighs, start to pull the navel in. Pull the navel all the way to the spine. Hold. Keep the air out. And release. Stay in that same position. We're going to do three more. Here we go. Exhale. Navel to spine. Hold. And release out. Again, exhale into it, navel to spine, hold. And release. And last one, exhale, navel to spine, hold, squeeze. And relax. And just kind of roll up out of it, back up into a standing position. Let's get tree pose in on the other side. Take that left foot across to right, pull the navel in, hands to the heart, and then spread them all the way out at 45 degrees and engage that whole region from the glute to the tailbone, navel to spine. That's become our repetition through this cycle here. And squeeze that whole lower core region. Engage. Squeeze those muscles you didn't know you even had. Hold. And you're lifting up through the through the whole torso up towards the sky to be tall. And gently exhale. You can kind of release out of it and draw those hands to the heart. Relax your hands. We're going to go back into Uddiyana Mudra for four more rounds. So feet are hip-width apart. Get the feet hip-width. Soften through the knees. Rest the palms onto the thighs. The shoulders may roll a little forward. That's okay. You can have the chin down or out, but main thing is keeping the spine long. And on your exhale, here we go. Navel to spine. Hold steady. And relax out of it. Two, three. Again, exhale number two. Navel in. Hold. And release. Next exhale, here we go, three, pull that navel all the twist to the spine, squeeze those inner core muscles, very good for the digestive organs, relax all the way out, and last one, exhale, navel to spine, hold, squeeze, and relax out of it. You can roll up out of your pose. Draw the hands behind the back, palms supporting at the low back as you stand upright, fingers towards the spine. And we're going to take an inhale back into a backbend, standing backbend or Anuvitasan. Here we go. Press at the low back and inhale. Start bending from the navel all the way through the crown, just opening up that whole torso. Retain the breath. And exhale out of it to an upright position. Okay, that's it for the standing sequence. Now let's go down onto the ground. So get yourself lying down onto the ground. If you need to roll out your yoga mat or go on the carpet, that's fine. And you're going to get your hips to the shoulders and back of the head into the earth. The soles of the feet will be into the mat or the floor, and your knees will be bent. And the feet are exactly hip-width apart. And just like we did with that Uddiyana Mudra, we're going to pull the navel to the spine. So here we go. Navel to the spine. Eliminate any space between your yoga mat and the floor. And relax, steady, good. Again, get that back into the yoga mat and press, hold, eliminate any space. Good, relax, two more. Exhale, navel to spine, squeeze those core muscles, press yourself into the mat, imprint into the mat. And release, and again, last one, pull, hold, steady. And relax. Good. Now draw the knees over the belly. Push the soles of the feet up into the sky. And you have your hands. You can bring the arms on up. So now the arms are shoulder width apart. The legs are straight to the sky as best you're able. And the soles of the feet are touching up to the roof of the universe. Now pull that navel to the spine again. Roll the head and shoulders off the mat. But the whole power is right in that low core, pulling. And the natural evolution is to roll the head and shoulders up. Hold that position. And relax the head and shoulders down. Good. Arms are still up. And then pull in again at the navel. Roll the head and shoulders up. And then start climbing that imaginary rope that's coming between the big toes. Just keep climbing that rope as you reach up to the sky. Climb hand over hand, hand over hand. And relax the head and shoulders down. Now draw the knees down to the belly, hands around the shins, and just rock gently side to side. Good, just, that's it. Massaging the back, relaxing the belly a little bit. And then square yourself into the earth, so you're just flat on your back. The knees are still over the belly. Pull the knees out wide. Pull the knees out wide. Draw the elbows on the inside of the knees, and reach the hands through that space, pull the navel to the spine, and exhale, roll on up through the head and shoulders, look in between the palms all the way out across your room, holding that position, and gently roll back out of it. Draw the ankles and knees back to center, arms to a T-shape, and now pulling the navel in and squeezing the inner thighs together, rock those knees side to side, stretching out through the hips and glutes, but using your core to manage that position, to being very controlled in those movements as you move those knees side to side. Good. And then knees over the belly. Let the soles of the feet go into the earth and extend those legs all the way out into the mat. Relax. You've completed this gentle ab session and you are may relax here. You may repeat the whole thing as you prefer, but good practicing today. Namaskar.